accusations against clergy, and there seem to be quite a few, and I'd really think it would be helpful if the delegation would follow up with how these procedures are being treated by the judiciary. And if not today, if they could bring some clarification tomorrow or in writing. I mentioned the high degree of sexual violence that is reported against children in schools. And I was just reading an article also on how the there was also significant violence in some of the care centers, the Centro de Atención Residencial, that were reported over the past year by staff members, and which is pretty worrisome when children are put into care because they're vulnerable and then they're abused by the staff of those centers. My question is, what guidelines do you have in place to assess the fitness of the staff that works in these centers, and what type of supervision is provided so that these types of sexual violence against the children under their care do not occur? And finally, I'd like to, two more things. The number of pregnancies of children between 11 and 14, the numbers I have, is more or less year in, year out, about 1,000, thereabout. I would assume, and please let me know if you disagree, that most of those cases, again, girls between 11 and 14, if they get pregnant, it is due to some form of sexual abuse, whether it's by teachers, people in their vicinity, or incestually, as in the Camilla case. And I just wonder if you could provide us with more details on how you're going to reduce those numbers as rapidly as possible and what kind of action you're taking. Madam Head of Delegation, I did hear you, and I missed that information, so thank you for bringing it to the committee's attention that you have new laws prohibiting child marriage. And that's a big advancement, and I congratulate you. Can you clarify if it's prohibited under 18 in all cases, or are there still exceptions that are allowed with some form of consent from the family of the young girl? And I also have a question, and please don't interpret this as trying to find a way to doubt your figures, but I've also been told that there is a national registry, but that in the indigenous zones, not everything is recorded the same way. There's sort of sub-regional registries within different communities where you won't actually know about the arrangements that are made between underage children's families and male adults. So if you can bring some clarification, if there's a dissonance in the numbers, perhaps, at a national level, and child marriages that may go on without being recorded in Lima. Thank you very much.
Can you be addressing?
Merci, Madame la
Présidente. Thank you, Madam Chair. Welcome to the delegation of Peru. And I'd like to thank you for all of the information provided. I'd like to go back to the question